May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today I'm going to read you a lecture excerpt from Shunyu Suzuki. But before that, I want to give you a brief report on life in Bali. At dinner tonight, made by my wonderful wife, who makes great food, mainly dinners. We're sort of on our own till then, which is good, or I would bloat up like a blimp. Really, we eat pretty good, pretty wholesome. All right, what did we have tonight? We had tuna, and which she baked, and noodles. They're like beet noodles. They were purple. Really nice noodles, and a salad. And she makes great salads with a little feta cheese and some mango cut up and some nuts. A really nice olive oil vinaigrette. It was great. Great salad. She makes salad every night. I didn't make one salad the 7 weeks she was gone. I just get spinach and stuff and throw it in a pan and a little water and cook it for a little bit and eat it. But anyway, so she was shopping today, and at Club Sehat, and Sehat means health, which is a co-op. And I don't know how it stints in Indonesia. I don't know how far. They don't have produce. And they have really good bread. You know, like whole grain bread, but not a lot of it, just a little on the counter. And they have all sorts of nuts and dried fruit, and they have rather limited stuff. They have good oil in bulk, good olive oil and coconut oil in bulk. You can go fill your container with a lot of different things. Whole grains, you know. There's another store, Satviga Boga, which is near here in Sanur, which has produce and whole grains, and it's bigger, and it offers more. But we get organic produce delivered here from two different people that are, one of them's sort of a co-op. The other's owned by Ruben, I think. But they're really serious. And they deliver a lot of different stuff. I mean, I get my tea now from Reuben. It's good. Anyway, so Katrinka added to dinner a dessert. And it was this really nice, rather large cookie, sort of flat. And she got it at Club Sehat. And it's an Anzac cookie. And I didn't know what an Anzac cookie was until I came here. And that's because they're from Australia and New Zealand. An is Anzac is the A and Z is Australia and New Zealand. Anzac, Anzac. Anyway, they're called Anzac cookies, and they're very big there. And although I wasn't aware of it when the brief time I spent in Australia, I've become aware of it here. Anzac cookies were developed for soldiers in World War I. So it's like they have sort of like mutual national pride about this. And this helped keep all the young men they were sending over there to run in front of machine gun bullets and die and be mutilated and stuff until the other side ran toward them to get mowed down by machine guns and die or be mutilated or whatever. World War One, huh? And so it's, I would imagine the Anzac cookies they had were not quite like the one I had tonight. It was so good. For one thing, it was moist. And I don't think if you're sending something over, probably in cans, to go to the other side of the world to be used in the field, it's going to be moist. I think they were probably hard, which is right. I like hard things. In fact, we make here, I taught our housekeeper to make like a hard, unyeasted bread, sort of like that, like a flat bread. And she calls it kue karas, means hard cake. And every time it's different. It's really great, although most people won't eat it. But, you know, it goes back to my natural food, macrobiotic past and everything. I always like stuff like that. Anyway, we had our Anzac cookies, and then I had to come up here and make this podcast. So, look, I am now going to read. I was going to continue with the beginner's mind lecture. I read it in three parts. It's very short. I'm going to read the whole thing to you next time, and I'm going to read it in a newly developed verbatim version. The other was before was the sort of verbatim version, looked like it was verbatim, that we had through the years. But the tape was just found at the Zen Center. It's one of the like two or three remaining tapes from Los Altos. They were accidentally given away to somebody who, I don't know, we don't know what happened to them. So anyway, I was going to do that. But, you know, we Cuke Archives posts on Instagram a Shunyu Suzuki quote every day but Sunday. And on Sunday, there's a featured page from Cuke.com or ShunyuSuzuki.com. Incidentally, this is done entirely by Peter Ford, who sort of runs ShunyuSuzuki.com. We're working on it all the time, but I've become sort of like a consultant. And they're working with Shindo David Hay a lot, who's with Engaged Wisdom, on these new, transcribing these new lectures. I did one of them that came out of there. More my time is better spent advising and listening to clips, you know, what does this say? What does he mean here? That sort of thing. The Instagram Cuke Archives was Katrinka's idea. We were not really in favor of it. Danny Parker, you know, who's a priest who got transmission from Edward Brown. Danny Parker really wanted us to get an app. Danny's a supporter and a longtime enthusiast of Cuke Archives, and he wanted us to get an app to go on people's smartphones. And Peter and I weren't real hot about it, but he was. So now Peter put a lot of time into trying to figure out how to do it. It can be done, but I don't think it's where it's happening myself. I think Instagram's a much better idea. And the Instagram posts go directly to Facebook Cuke Archives. We're also the Shunyu Suzuki lecture excerpts I put up on Cuke Archives Blogger go, plus my Cuke Archives posts. I have other types of posts, especially from Cuke Nonsense, that don't go up there. But the Cuke Archives Facebook, so as it coming from these two directions. And Peter Form, you know, I've been doing a lecture excerpt, 6 days a week, on Qt.com's What's New, which goes to Blogger. For a long time, and before that, sometimes. So way back, I don't know. I started doing it regularly, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago or something. I don't know. It's easy to find out. I just go to What's New and see where it started. You know, the old What's New posts and search for something. What Peter did is he started with my earliest, way back then, they're in several lists. There's a master page, you know, he went way back there and just started using them. He edited some of them because Instagram, you want it to be a little tighter than the rules that I had to put up on my website. And then when it moved to Blogger on there, I sort of do anything I feel like, although they tend to be very brief. So the one that went up today, anyway, all this is just to lead up to the one that went up today. I wanted to read you. It's so good. Peter's been putting up, I guess because back then I was going through a particular lecture and putting up excerpts from it where he's talking about precepts. So in this one, he's got all the way to the 10th precept of 10 precepts, the 10 pure precepts. And this one is, and I start off quoting him, "Do not debase the triple treasures." It is very funny for Buddhists to set up this precept. They are protecting themselves. And this one is supposed to be the most important precept. If you break it, you will be expelled. It is rather unfair to set up this kind of precept. Don't kill is good. Don't be angry is very good. But don't be blasphemous about the triple treasures is a very selfish precept. So, you know, I put that up to begin with years ago. And I've read through all his lectures various times. I'm always working on it. And when I read that today, it was like seeing it for the first time. It was like, that is so good. Good for you, Shinyu. Good. That is so great. Let me tell you, I'm around a certain number of people. And in the flesh sometimes and in communications, who are really into following precepts and rules to the letter of the law. And let me tell you, to quote dearly beloved Mel Weitzman, may he rest in peace. He said, you notice Suzuki Roshi taking the precepts literally was breaking the precepts. I don't want to get into an argument with my friends of those persuasions. But I sympathize with Mel, and I sympathize with Junior Suzuki. All right, anyway, that made my day. Okay. This has been a Qt Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Qt Audio and Qt Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dogged Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka, and wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.